Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
I'm just sort of sitting around day after day in quiet desperation, knowing that I have nothing to be happy about.
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to kill yourself.
Love Workshop!
Or maybe you could get into some real sick behavior, like possibly rubbing this chocolate snack cake I have here into your hair.
Love Workshop, the weekly program designed to make your life a little less enjoyable with
me, Vern,
and myself, Craig.
That's us, Craig and Craig.
Everything I see makes me glad to be alive. It could be a tree, a pencil, or a piece of pie. It don't matter to me, 'cause I'm free and I can see. You know I just wanna be not a tree or a bee, but me. Everything is beautiful with a capital B.
You know, Vern says it so well with his music. Life is full of so many beautiful things that I sometimes have to wonder if it makes any sense at all to devote 99% of my waking hours to the morbid, demoralizing cynicism that can supposedly eat away your personality to the point where those around you, such as relatives and friends, for example, begin to wonder if there isn't something terribly wrong. I'm just a regular guy like everyone else. Heaven knows, I haven't purposely tried to alienate the people I care about or antagonize decent listeners with my negative attitude. It all must be an unfortunate byproduct of my fundamental operating principle, which is quite simply,
I don't care! When I see something I don't like, I get upset! Some of you people seem to be of the opinion lately that my getting upset is hard on your systems. But you're drastic for the orderly little conglomerations of milk chocolate bunny rabbits that comprise the bulk of your world. Go ahead and turn me off. Throw your goddamn stereos out the front door for all I care. I'm upset. And if you vegetables are too enlightened and at peace with yourselves to find out what I'm upset about, then don't expect me to read your cornball letters about this or that personal trait of mine happens to interfere with your lousy bourgeois sensibilities that you happen to acquire some weekend for lack of anything else better to do. Real sophisticated, huh, Mesa Phoenix? No place in your free-spirited lives for some barbarian psychopath who doesn't want to take life easy and natural and dance to the beat of today. It's some babbitt salad bar restaurant. I'm supposed to get mellow? I'm supposed to take a look at the frightening candy bar selection at Arizona Highway Department candy machine and let it pass as being okay because it's someone else's trip? Have you ever examined the candy bar selection in any state of Arizona government building? They have managed to accumulate the most awesome array of stale, off-brand crud imaginable. And I'm supposed to keep my voice down? No Hershey's, no Mounds, no Powerhouse. Just that hard, sickening peanut starch nougat crud and those off-the-wall wafer and cheese cookie combinations that no human being has ever seen before. Except, of course, those subterranean drones that work for the state, 80% of which do nothing except shuffle their junk around on their desks and wander from office to office talking about all the heat they take and proffering their assessments of the latest top-level executive decisions that have no bearing on them whatsoever or could possibly in any way be the least bit dignified by any such discussion coming from some do-nothing 25-year veteran full of Iraq whose closest proximity to the decision-making process is deciding whether or not to have the credit union take $10 or $20 a week out of his paycheck. Or better yet, whether or not he should have his first name or his last name, or both put in the back of his dirt bike riding outfit. The typical juvenile, frustrated, hunky swashbucklers out roaring around any public place they can find, throttling their machines to maximum noise level, like small children banging pots together, until they break, or someone puts a cigarette out on them. Fortunately, most of the dirt bikers end up breaking their collarbones and shoulders and sit in the hospital for a couple weeks with giant metal pins in their bones, which is when I'd like to roll up their stinky dirt bike right up next to their bed while they're still in immense pain from the operation. And start up the engine and keep revving at an incessant, repetitious, deafening level until the guy falls out of his bed and re-injures his shoulder permanently, or goes insane and drives his dirt bike into a steel pole. And you people wonder why I'm screaming? I suppose none of you can imagine the hell of sitting next to some blown-out cocktail waitress and listening to her expound on the real ins and outs of good cocktail waitressing, or cocktailing as they call it, and get into some long rambling discourse on how it isn't as easy as everyone thinks, and how you have to know precisely when to ask the people if they need a refill, and all sorts of other complicated advanced psychology and techniques that make it more than just a job. And then they get into all their bar jargon that makes the whole bar scene to be the height of 20th century specialization. And in the same breath, you hear about the inevitable brutal ex-husbands that won't let them alone and kick in their doors, and any number of other genuinely cosmopolitan problems that commonly beset the dynamic brain trust that currently dominates the fascinating contemporary cocktail profession. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm upset. I just can't let these things slide. Some of you people write letters about the way I express myself because I raise my voice every so often on the show. Well, how's this, folks? I scream for the entire program tonight. I don't stop once. How can I stop when I see how bad the devil's looking in this spring game? It's these little things that keep piling up week after week that get me upset.
Okay, Craig?
Yeah?
Craig? Now, that was pretty good for a first take. Let's run through it once again from the top and polish up the rough edges a little bit, okay?
Sure, Vern. Do you think I should have played it a little more aggressive on the cocktail waitress?
No, Vern, the emphasis was fine. I just know you can add a few more of those little modulations here and there that'll give it that extra touch.
You're sure, Vern? Everything was all right?
Vern, we should be so lucky if all our bits played so well the first time around. Ready to go?
Okay.
I don't care! When I see something I don't like, I get upset! Some of you people seem to be of the opinion lately that my getting upset is hard on your systems. Are too drastic for the orderly little conglomerations of milk jugs and bunny rabbits that comprise the bulk of your world.
Hi, Vern and Craig.
Oh, hello, Vicky and Karen. What's new?
Nothing, really. We just came by to see how you're doing.
Oh, how nice. How have y'all been?
We've been great, Vern and Craig. How's your show going?
Great! It's really been going great! Are you still living in the same apartment?
No, we moved into a new one!
I hope it's not a swinger apartment because they upset me!
No, it's just a regular apartment!
Seen any good movies lately?
No!
How's school going?
Fine!
Hey! You girls want to loosen up here and have some real liberated, modern, physical fun?
Oh, I feel so embarrassed.
We're consenting adults, Vicky. Let's go ahead.
Well, okay.
Well, this is really sensual.
Oh, Vicky, that feels so good.
Oh, Vern, that tickles.
I feel so close to all of you.
What a beautiful experience.
This has really been a special moment for me, Karen. I'm so happy that we will both have this memory.
Me too.
We better hurry or we'll be late for anthropology.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Where was I?
Go ahead, turn me off. Throw your goddamn stereos out the front door for all I care. I'm upset. And if you vegetables are too enlightened and at peace with yourselves to find out what I'm upset about, then don't expect me to read your cornball letters about this or that personal trait of mine having to interfere with your lousy bourgeois sensibilities.
Hey, Vern, it's time for our break.
All right. I'm absolutely famished.
Boy, it sure is great to be back to our old selves again, huh, Craig?
You bet, Vern. No more identity crises for us.
Hey, let's go break something.
Hey, Vern, I've got a letter here from Margie Hands, mayor of Phoenix. So if it's okay with you, I'll go ahead and start reading it.
Sure, Vern.
Dear Vern and Craig, you guys are so forceful! I heard your show tonight, and I could not believe how bold and forceful you were! I love forceful men in a city full of weaselings like the city council! It's so nice to know that some real, strong, rugged men are still around! Take it, Vern!
I wish there was some way I could show you how much I like you! Do you like me? I am only a woman and I am fragile! Do you like to assert yourself to fragile women? I love it when you are forceful! Please! 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 Never leave Phoenix! Oh, my love! Margie Hands!
Nice letter, Vern!
Real nice!
Good night, Vern!
Good night, Craig!
That's us!